A new film from Iran opens in theaters today. It deals with the subject of divorce, a sensitive topic everywhere, but especially so in Iran. The film's called A Separation. It's won awards all over the world, including 4 at the Berlin Film Festival. It was the New York Film Critics' Best Foreign Film of 2011. Howie Moshevitz of Colorado Public Radio talked to its writer and director about a story that goes beyond one family.
A Separation begins with a husband and wife explaining their differences to a judge. The wife is a modern woman who wants a modern life for herself and the couple's 11-year-old daughter outside of Iran. The husband says he wants to stay in the country to care for his Alzheimer's-stricken father. He also intends to keep custody of the daughter, which is customary in Iran. Oscar Farhadi wrote and directed the film.
The whole film is the explanation of a question that the judge asks. And the question is for the woman to answer. What are the conditions that you don't want to live here and you don't want to raise your children here? The film tries to give an explanation of the question that was asked by the judge.
The answer reaches into conflicts between the urban upper middle class and the working class, which in turn bring up opposing attitudes over religion and secularity, modernity and traditionalism.
Part of the people of the society think they want to adapt to modern life and they want to keep going with the flow, but another part thinks they want to retain the traditional identities of the past. This is a very natural phenomenon in any society that is about to leave the traditional lifestyle and enter modern life. It's dangerous when these two groups enter a war zone with each other instead of getting into dialogue.
After the couple separates, the husband hires a working-class woman from a traditional family to care for his father. She'll have to clean the old man, and the secular husband forgot that a traditional Muslim woman cannot touch a man to whom she's not related. So now she has to seek religious counseling, and the complications spin out of control. As a result, not everyone tells the truth. Hamid Nafisi, professor of film at Northwestern University and the author of a 4-volume history of Iranian cinema, says that's a pretty accurate reflection of Iranian society.
Publicly, people seem to abide, but privately, everybody is defying in one way or another all the rules and regulations. And I think Farhadi shows the human face of that, but also hints at the tragic consequences of it and the way there's almost no way out of any situations, because every situation gets more complicated as you get deeper into it.
And the way the film looks reflects those complexities.
So the lighting is very dark, the curtains are drawn, the physical space is small, and then on top of that, the camera work is also very tight. Shot compositions are tight and emphasizing, re-emphasizing the spatial claustrophobia, which again I think emphasizes again the kind of cauldron environment in which the whole family, the whole story is taking place. The whole society, I think, in a way comes across as a very claustrophobic society.
Both Nafisi and filmmaker Oscar Farhadi agree that A Separation is more social observation than overt social criticism. The filmmaker walks a fine line in a country that's imprisoned artists and filmmakers, including the renowned director Jafar Panahi. But Farhadi says the Iranian government is more diverse than Americans think. Some officials tolerate his work, some don't. Farhadi compares it to driving a car.
I think when anyone steps into a car and decides to drive, they can't be sure whether or not they'll be safe. So far, I haven't had an accident.
But it's still good to know the rules of the road. For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshevitz.